This is BBC Radio 4.
The time's 6 minutes to seven. If we want more homes built, we need to give control and decision-making powers to locally led groups. That's according to a report from the think tank ResPublica. Its director, Philip Blond, is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
How would this work? Explain what your thinking is.
Well, most of the problems in our current house building is because we have an incredibly fragmented sector. We have little parcels of land. There's nobody to bring the land together. The developers bid on very small scale. Residents are cut out of the development process because they oppose it, mainly because most of what's built is ugly, is utilitarian and harms their neighbourhood. What we need is an accelerator, local institution, that brings together all of the parties, creates a single point of decision, and then I think that is the only way we're going to build homes to scale. And if you actually look at the history, the last time we had mass house building, remember we built over 325 homes in 1968, was when councils were involved, and now councils are now building at a low of just 50 in 1999, but less than 15,000. Housing associations only build 22,000. Last year, with the latest figures, we only built 125,000 homes, and we need 250,000 a year. So we've got to involve localities if we genuinely want to build our way out of this problem. But the trouble is that nobody has the powers to bring the parties together. The decisions are so fragmented.
Right, and so what you're suggesting is something you call a local place partnership.
Yes.
And the suggestion is what? That this group, which brings lots of different players together, would be able to take power from the local council?
Yeah, we think that it should have legislative powers to deliver to scale, so people know where they go if they want to build homes. It can also open up, it's a point of leadership and accountability that can open up massive investment. So international investors will be able to invest in something that has long-term certainty. Local authorities will be able to invest. Also, crucially, we believe it should have powers to capture some of the land value that goes with granting planning permission to build things like roads, schools and hospitals, so that areas themselves can actually become viable over the long term. At the moment, developers just build, and often they don't have enough roads, they don't have the schools, they don't have the infrastructure. So if we create a new accelerated local homes building agency, which is what these local place partnerships will be, we will essentially put all the problems in one place and all of the solutions in one place.
But one of the biggest problems is local people saying, I don't want that in my area. And you're actually suggesting it. It almost seems as if you're focusing that issue, though.
We are, and the reason they don't want development in their areas, because often development is ugly, it's partial, it's not related to their needs, and local people are excluded. Now, we know from local neighbourhood plans brought in the Localism Act that people are desperate to plan their area to create nice places to walk and playgrounds for their children, but there's no way currently to involve them in the development process. Under ResPublica's proposals, they would have seats on the board. They would be able to craft and shape their building. Now, what this would do is take local opposition out of the development process and finally give us the homes at the scale we need.
Philip Blond, thank you very much.